Okay. This is the audio interview with Jan Bailey. Hi, Jan. Are you okay with me recording this?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate your time today, and I'm just going to start out by getting you to tell me a little bit about your family dynamic. So if you can tell me about your family, and then we'll go into grandparents and great-grandparents.
Okay. I grew up around between Lawrenceville and Beaufort in the Hopewell Church community area. My mother's maiden name was Roper, and she married my dad, Golden Braswell. Had four children, Jean, Jerry, Jackie, and Jan. We grew up there around in that area all of our lives, and I went to Swanee School. In fact, we all did. And then when they built North Gwinnett and opened there, I went to North Gwinnett, but all the others had already graduated. And I met Shelley Bailey, and we married into the Bailey family in 1964. And we had a very happy life together. We had 51 years together and one son named Chris. And we live in the Athens area now. And I have three grandchildren, Kason, Calla, and Cambry. And they're the joy of my life.
Okay.
And I enjoyed living in Sugar Hill the years that we lived there. And then when they widened the road, we had to leave out of Sugar Hill. And so I'm in the Winterville area now.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
Okay. Yeah, I'll be asking you some more questions. So how did you and Shelley meet?
We met at North Gwinnett High School. He was from Sugar Hill, and I was from the Swanee area. And he told one of his friends, he said, "I'm going to marry that girl." And he aggravated me and pulled my hair. And then we just started double dating. And we double dated for, I guess, 3 or 4 years before we could single date. And then we got married in 1964.
Okay. Who did you double date with?
Terry Waycaster was Shelley's real good friend, and Sandra Summerlin, Jerry and Judy Kemp, and I don't remember who they were dating at the time. And let's see, Larry and Avis Hawkins, and in fact, we introduced them. Avis was my friend, Larry was Shelley's friend, and we got them together. And then Charles and Louise Payne, we double dated with them. And Donald and Ruby Bagley, which was Shelley's cousin. And I can't think of any more right now.
Okay. All right. And so where did Shelley's parents grow up in Sugar Hill?
As far as I know, they're about where they lived all their life, in that area.
Okay, along Highway 20.
They grew up somewhere else. I really don't know.
All right. But that was along Highway 20, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what were their names?
Gladstone Bailey and Mavonia Bailey.
Okay. All right. So, go ahead.
They had one son, Shelley.
Okay. And do you know what they did for a living in Sugar Hill?
Well, I think they both had several different jobs. Mr. Bailey, I think, worked with an oil company for a while, and then I think he drove the school bus maybe for a while. Now, I'm not sure, but I think so. And then he went into self-employment doing hardwood floors, he and Shelley. And Mrs. Bailey, I know she worked at a bank, and I think she worked at the harness factory. And then I think she worked at the school lunchroom for a while. And I know she worked for Dr. Jerry Tootle.
Okay.
And if there's more, you know, I'm not sure.
Okay. Worked for the harness factory. Was that the one on Highway 20 or the one in Buford?
The one in Buford.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And do you know what year Mr. Bailey and Shelley went into the hardwood floor business?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. And do you know how many years that him and Shelley did that?
A long time, but I'm not sure how many years.
Okay. All right. And they did hardwood floor, carpet, everything, right?
Well, Shelley did. They had did the hardwood flooring, and Mr. Bailey refinished furniture for a while, and Shelley did the carpet, tile, and linoleum.
Okay. Shelley, carpet, tile. Okay. And did Mr. Bailey had a chicken house, didn't he?
Yes, they raised chickens, but I don't know how many years.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. And during your time in Sugar Hill, what are some of the major icons that you remember? And what I mean is, like, the drive-in movie theater, the water towers, cannery, those types of things.
Well, I think the Sugar Hill School and the cannery. I remember my mom and dad used to go there years ago when it was available. And Shelley's parents did. And then the Sugar Hill Church and the movie theater. The shoe factory. And then when they built North Gwinnett School, that was great. I'm not sure if that's in the Sugar Hill, but it's Sugar Hill area.
Okay.
And then, of course, we built the racetrack, and that was great for us. And I think that's something to be remembered.
Yes, I'm going to do a whole bunch of questions about the racetrack. Is there any other icons that you can remember? Bowling alley, skating rink?
I remember the skating rink and the bowling alley building, but I don't think I was ever in it myself.
Okay.
And the Sugar Hill Drive-In.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else right off.
Okay. When you and Shelley started dating and going out, did you go to any of these places, skating rink, drive-in?
We went to the drive-in and church. Of course, we were in school together.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's about it in the Sugar Hill area.
Okay. All right. What other things did y'all do growing up, dating as teenagers that y'all went to?
Well, Shelley played ball, and of course we went to his ball games. And we just got with a bunch of friends because we couldn't single date there for a while. So we'd go to one person's house and stay there till we had to go home. And then we'd get out and ride around and just small things like that.
Okay. You said that y'all couldn't single date. That was like a parent rule that you had to double
yeah.
date? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any special cars that you remember going on dates in that stands out in your mind?
Yes. Well, when we started single dating, Shelley would drive his dad's work truck. And we dated in it for a long time until Shelley got a car, and then Winnie got a car, and then I got a car, so we were okay on going then.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to the racetrack. What started the idea to build the racetrack?
Well, some friends had been going to Lawrenceville to Bowlink, and Russell and Tommy Everett got Shelley involved in it, and they raced there for a long time, and then the idea hit Shelley one day to build a racetrack in Sugar Hill, and we got everything together and talked to everybody, and we finally opened it in 1989. And I think we closed it down, and it was either 2004 or 6.
Okay.
And we did have a lot of racing there, made a lot of good friends.
Okay.
And that was something for the young people could go and do, and we got Chris involved in it, and he enjoyed it. And it was something that Shelley and Chris could do together.
Okay. And you said the name of the place in Lawrenceville was Bowlink?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have any articles, pictures, anything from the racetrack that you might be able to share with us?
Let me go through everything and see what I have. I know I have some articles, and then I have some articles on the Shelley family, which was Mrs. Bailey's family.
Okay.
And I just have to really go through and see what I could share. I mean, I could get you up some pictures, I guess, and things.
Okay. Yeah, any pictures of what the racetrack looked like, or any of the families in Sugar Hill, what the road, the houses looked like during that time, we would be interested in getting for historical purposes for the museum. Very interested in getting any information that you've got on the racetrack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And now, when did you move, I think you told me, off the property on Highway 20 because of the road widening?
At the end of 2012.
How many years did you live there?
Gosh, a long time. I don't remember exactly when we bought the house on Highway 20.
Okay.
But I know our son was born there. And golly, I don't know. I just have to think on that.
Okay. And Jan, you worked for City of Sugar Hill for some time, right?
I did.
Okay. Do you remember what years, how long, what you did?
I was in the clerk area, and I would just have to look back on the dates that I was actually there.
Okay. When you say in the clerk area, what type of work did you do?
Helping in the front office.
Okay.
Taking people's payments and trying to collect old bills and just a multitude of different things.
Okay. All right. Any special memories that you have of Sugar Hill that I haven't asked you that you might want to add?
Well, yes. My fond memory of Sugar Hill will always be my home.
Okay.
And it was hard leaving Sugar Hill, but we had to go someplace, and we just decided, Chris said, Mom and Dad, you need to get closer to me, so we got closer to Chris.
Okay.
But Sugar Hill will always have a place in my heart for it, and I just love the place.
Well, that's very nice. Okay.
There's a lot of nice people in Sugar Hill, and I'm sure there's a lot of new ones now.
Oh, yeah, it's really, really growing. Have you been back here?
Yes. I come to the cemetery quite a bit.
Okay, all right, okay. Now, what family members do you have buried in the cemetery?
Mr. and Ms. Bailey and Shelley.
Okay.
And, of course, Vera May and Elton Bailey, which was Mr. Bailey's brother.
Okay.
And I think most of Mr. Bailey's people were buried there, but, you know, some of them I don't remember that well.
Okay. All right.
And Bobby Bagley, he was Shelley's first cousin.
Okay. All right. Okay. And what, from, you know, when you and Shelley started dating until what it looks like today, what do you think was more prominent during the earlier years that is not in Sugar Hill today?
Well, that, I think that we, you know, were together more as each person, and that we shared our times together better because we didn't have as much to do. And now I think things are just moving too fast.
Right.
I think it needs to slow down.
Right.
And, you know, there wasn't a lot to do back in our dating years. And, you know, we just did it with other friends and family.
Okay. All right. What was the main thing that y'all did when y'all went out on dates? Was there one specific place that y'all went to, or?
No, just different places. I mean, you know, we did different things and go to somebody's house and stay. And then, you know, we would just ride around and just enjoy being with each other.
Mm-hmm. Was there a specific place that y'all went to ride around?
No, just here and there.
Okay. All right. And how would you say that Sugar Hill has changed over the years?
Well, I know progress is the thing this day and time, but I love Sugar Hill the way it was. And I know you got to have progress to move forward and help keep the town going and everything, but it's sure different from what it used to be.
Okay. And what do you think it's going to look like 50 years from now?
I probably won't be here, but anyway, I'm planning on 120.
Okay.
But I think that the growth will be much like it has been in the last few years.
Okay.
A lot of traffic, congestion.
Okay. Now, have you been getting together for your class reunions and things to meet up with people from your class?
Well, we did as long as we were having them, but we haven't had one in quite a few years.
Okay. Is there anyone else that you might suggest that would be a good candidate to do an interview with?
Harry Brogdon.
Okay.
I was trying to think of someone else. You know, Royce Wallace had the car wash up there in Sugar Hill, and he graduated with us.
Okay. Would you happen to have their contact numbers?
I'm not sure about Royce, but I probably have Harry's number.
Okay. When we're done, if you can pass that along to me, I would reach out to him to try to do an interview on him. Go ahead.
He was raised there, you know, with his parents. You know, he lived right there across from Passamaquoddy Service Station. I'm not sure the name of the road now.
Okay. All right. And he owned the car wash until the city bought it, right?
Roy Swally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And
go ahead.
I'm not sure what Harry did, but Tom and Sue Brogdon, I think, was his parents.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about Sugar Hill that I haven't asked you?
I can't think of anything right off, but if I do, I'll make a note of it and call you back sometime or another, or set up a time that you could talk with me, okay?
Okay. And is there any words of wisdom that you would pass on to future generations for Sugar Hill?
Well, I think Sugar Hill is a great place to live, even though it's getting very congested. But I would recommend Sugar Hill to anyone that would like to move in there.
Okay. All right. Well, we sure do appreciate your time, taking the time to give us this audio interview. And I look forward to getting with you on any pictures and articles. Touch base with you in about a week and see if you've been able to come up with anything. And then maybe one of the trips that you're making to Sugar Hill, you could come let us borrow it and scan the information and we'll get your originals back to you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I sure do appreciate it. And we will eventually be posting these audio interviews on our historical website for people to listen to. And once we do that, we'll let you know so you'll have access to that.
Okay. All right. And I have Harry's number here.
Okay. Let me end the recording, and then I'll get that from you.